This is a Tadad podcast.
Welcome to the Tadad podcast. We welcome our listeners. My name is Chris Esso. In January 2020, France announced that it was joining other partners to finance the Tadad thematic fund. By virtue of this contribution, France joined the Tadad steering committee, which provides policy guidance on implementation of the Tadad framework. Mr. Philippe Lacoste, Director of Sustainable Development at the Ministry of Europe and Foreign Affairs, shared with us through a written document responses to our questions on France's role with Tadad. We will therefore spend the first part of this episode reading Mr. Lacoste's observation on France's role in the tax administrations of French-speaking countries. In the second part, we will have a discussion with a panel that includes Mr. Saïdou Diop from the World Bank, Mr. Ismaïla Diallo from the Cercle de Réflexion des Échanges des Dirigeants de l'Administration Fiscale, CREDAF, and Mr. René Ossa from the IMF, who will discuss how the tax administrations of Francophone countries are adopting good tax administration practices. Here are Mr. Lacoste's responses to the interview questions. Mr. Lacoste, what motivated France to join the Tadad steering committee?
Tadad has established itself over the years as the reference tool for assessing the effectiveness of tax administrations. Its ease, agility, and wide range of uses have all contributed to the tool's popularity and legitimacy with the tax administrations and international donors. Our support for the Tadad assessment framework is part of an overall framework for France's re-engagement in supporting the mobilization of internal resources, MRI. Indeed, our country is renewing its MRI strategy in developing countries with ambitious objectives and significant resources. France will invest several tens of millions of euros in multilateral and bilateral cooperation programs. I say invested because we expect results for the tax administrations and benefits for the countries supported. As the Global Forum for Transparency and Exchange of Information for Tax Purposes has indicated, strengthening tax administrations and tax intelligence units represents several tens of millions of euros recovered for the financing of development in the countries concerned. Our commitment will focus in particular on three objectives. First, better integration of the French-speaking world. Tadad remains, in our view, still too much reserved for Anglo-Saxon regions. The structural deficit in support for the Francophone regions is reflected more generally in the weight of support from international organizations over the last 10 years. The process is changing, and France is supporting it. We will try to make the expectations of the French-speaking world, with whom we work closely, better heard. For example, we are a member of CREDAF, which has 30 member countries. Second, being a driving force in reflecting on the tool's evaluation scope. Even if the text makes this clear from the outset, it would be desirable to include the intervention of customs in the scope of the assessment, given the role that such an administration plays in revenue mobilization for a number of countries. Like PIFA's module on gender budgeting, Tadad could also be enriched with modules reflecting cross-cutting expectations. I'm thinking here of the need to integrate an analysis of the environmental taxation of countries. The fight against climate change is, moreover, an absolute priority for French cooperation, and we believe that taxation has an essential role to play in this field. And finally, better integrating assessment tools into overall support. We note a real need for international organizations to coordinate the diagnostic tools of tax administrations. The different tools should be known to all, and information on their use and results should be available on a single website. The Platform for Tax Collaboration, PCT, is the ideal place for this communication. Reflection must now continue on the stronger integration of Tadad into the medium-term income strategies, MTRS, that is supported by the PCT.
Related to your point on integrating Tadad in the French-speaking world, it is worth highlighting that Tadad assessments have been conducted in 15 Francophone countries, including Benin, Burkina Faso, Burundi, Cameroon, the Democratic Republic of Congo, the Republic of Congo, Côte d'Ivoire, Djibouti, Madagascar, Mali, Morocco, Niger, Senegal, Togo, and Tunisia. And on the inclusion of the customs in the scope of the Tadad assessment, it is worth noting that the World Customs Organization, WCO, is developing a Tadad equivalent framework for its membership and is in touch with the Tadad Secretariat for input on design and lessons learned. So, in regard to France's role, what are the specific goals or objectives that you would like to achieve as a capacity development provider in the area of tax administration?
The French Cooperation is a provider of capacity building services. For us, the aim is to support the mobilization of domestic resources in three main areas. First, the modernization of tax policies through support for tax expenditure analysis, accompanying tax transitions, and broadening the tax base. Secondly, the strengthening of tax administrations in the fight against tax evasion and illicit financial flows in the use of new technologies and access to reliable statistical data. The last and third axis concerns the optimization of existing instruments for the mobilization of domestic resources, which I mentioned earlier. Finally, beyond our proposals on the tool, joining the TADAT Steering Committee will enable us to obtain a detailed analysis of technical assistance needs in order to respond in a defined manner and increase our complementarity of action with the International Mobilization of Internal Resources actors.
What do you think are the main challenges facing tax administrations in French-speaking countries?
The actors best able to respond are certainly the tax authorities themselves. Nevertheless, the various assessments point to a still very limited fiscal space where the informal sector continues to represent an important part of the economy. These companies, when they are profitable, should contribute, to the extent that they can, to the economies of the countries. Digital technology is also a challenge for administrations. It offers solutions by saving time for taxpayers and administrations. This is also the meaning of the TADAT indicators assessing the use of digital systems for taxpayers, P414, online tax returns, and P515, online payment methods, and administrations, P620, automated cross-checking of returns. Digital technology also represents an opportunity to develop tools for tax administrations, such as integrated tax revenue accounting systems or certifying tax identification numbers using blockchain technology. However, digital technology also brings challenges in that it complicates the taxation of businesses and individuals and could facilitate capital flight and tax evasion. This is an issue that all tax administrations around the world face. Finally, we can mention two other issues, namely the question of taxation of the digital economy and the processing, analyzing of the data available, which also represents a new challenge.
Do you have any other comments or observations to share with us?
Currently, all over Africa, the increase in domestic resources is taking place through massive re-indebtedness and through an increase in the tax burden on taxable businesses. The concentration of tax audits and enforcement of an ever smaller number of businesses is not a sustainable solution to a country's financing needs. The Dakar Consensus, announced by the President of Senegal, Macky Sall, in the presence of the Managing Director of the International Monetary Fund last December in 2019, says it all. Sustainable development needs the strengthening of domestic resource mobilization and the continuous improvement of public financial governance and the business environment. The TADAT tool contributes, at its level, to the strengthening of these two pillars in order to promote the increase in investment that Africa urgently needs. This is the whole point of France's participation in the TADAT.
We now welcome our guests of the day. First, we have Mr. Ismaïla Diallo, Deputy Secretary General of the Cercle de Réflexion et d'Échange des Dirigeants de l'Administration Fiscale, CREDAF. Good morning, Mr. Diallo.
Hello, and thank you for your invitation to participate in this podcast.
Also with us is Mr. Saïdou Diop, Senior Public Sector Specialist in the Global Governance Practices Department of the World Bank. Good morning, Mr. Diop.
Good morning.
And finally, Mr. René Ossa, Senior Economist in the Revenue Administration Division 2 in the Fiscal Affairs Department, FAD, of the International Monetary Fund. Good morning, Mr. Ossa.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for your invitation.
Prior to today's discussion, we received comments from France on their role in the TADAT Steering Committee. According to Mr. Philippe Lacoste, Director of Sustainable Development at the Ministry of Europe and Foreign Affairs, the main challenges for tax administrations in French-speaking countries are the following: weak fiscal capacity, the informal sector and digitalization, and on the latter aspect, specifically the issues of taxation of the digital economy and processing and analyzing the available data. He also mentioned that TADAT remains, in France's view, still too much reserved for Anglo-Saxon regions, and that there's a deficit in support for the Francophone regions. This brings us to our first question. Can you tell us about your experience with TEDAT assessments in French-speaking countries, and what main challenges have you encountered? To what extent are French-speaking countries embracing the TEDAT framework? René, would you like to start?
Yes, very well. Thank you very much. I actually have a great experience with TEDAT because apart from those who were members of the TEDAT secretariat, I was the first to take the TEDAT exam. So I have a rather interesting relationship with this tool. And I've had the good fortune with Saido, who is part of this panel, to work with the DRC, Côte d'Ivoire, Senegal, and Benin, which enabled me to realize how important TEDAT is for these countries. And I think the observations coming from the French officials that you have just shared with us are interesting for many reasons. And we may perhaps have the opportunity throughout this conversation to come back to these in greater detail.
Saido?
Yes, indeed. As a senior public sector specialist at the World Bank, I have also had the opportunity to participate in TEDAT assessment missions in about 8 French-speaking countries, including North African countries such as Djibouti, Central Africa, West Africa, either as mission leader, a team member, or in charge of quality review. And my general observation is that the tax administrations of these countries face more or less the same challenges, which can be classified as follows. First, the challenge of controlling the taxpayer register. I think this is a finding that comes up consistently in most of the assessments we have made. There is also the issue of risk management at the level of tax administrations and the issue of accountability and transparency in these administrations.
Mr. Diallo?
Yes, thank you. So for my part, I have less experience than Saidu and René because I only have one TEDAT assessment to my credit, the one carried out in Benin at the end of last year. But I must admit that today, the TEDAT assessments are an interesting opportunity for developing countries in general, and particularly Francophone countries. So today, with TEDAT, we have a comprehensive assessment that embraces different performance outcome areas, and with a clear thread starting from management of the taxpayer register, its integrity with respect to its accuracy and reliability, to transparency and accountability. You would agree that this is truly an opportunity for our countries. And I think that by highlighting what is required of the tax administration systems, the TEDAT framework enables our administrations to focus on improving their performance.
There have been talk of organizing a CREDAF-sponsored TEDAT workshop for West African Economic and Monetary Union countries. What are the key drivers of this initiative, and what do you hope this effort will achieve? René?
I think that already, before answering your question very clearly, let's come back to what we can consider to be the main characteristics of African administrations according to TEDAT. And to pick up on what Saido said, there are two major axes when we look at the results of the TEDAT assessments that we were able to do. The first is that, on the positive side, these countries already have a framework in place, so we can consider them as modern administrations. That is why areas of analysis such as taxpayer service or litigation, where only regulation is required, are often highly rated in these countries. However, when it comes to the implementation of reforms, risk management, as Saidu said, the ability to manage performance, the automation of procedures, these things are still at an embryonic stage, and I think that is what TEDAT brings to the table. So what can a CREDAF workshop for these WIMU countries bring? I think that already for the CREDAF, which is an institution that I'm fortunate enough to work with, even though I'm speaking under the guidance of the Assistant Secretary General here, first of all, it opens up another field of capacity development for this institution. It brings a better possibility of benchmarking. It also brings, which is seemingly even more important, a Francophone approach to TEDAT. But for those countries too, I think there are some extremely important advantages. First, there's a need for harmonization in practices. For WIMU, for example, one important element is the identification of regional experts, because it is important that today we find people who are capable of carrying good practices throughout the region. And then I would also say to some extent to identify countries that are doing better, because when one country is good in a field of analysis, they perhaps have the necessary elements to enable peer countries to find a way forward.
So you do?
Yes, indeed. I think that as Mr. Osa and Mr. Diallo said, the tax administrations of Francophone countries are facing the same challenges. And so, on the basis of the TEDAT assessments that were recently carried out, it seems appropriate to bring together the heads of these different administrations in the framework of a brainstorming workshop to find appropriate solutions to the functioning of these administrations, to make them much more effective and efficient in relation to the challenges facing these administrations.
Mr. Diallo?
Yes. As Saidu and René said today, As far as KEDEF is concerned, we have the vocation to strengthen the capacities of its members, to promote the sharing of experiences, therefore the mutualization of good practices. Today, a TEDAT workshop would really enable our members to strengthen the capacities of our staff in different segments. So, in many of the segments, such as risk management or transparency and accountability, there are inadequacies. And I must add, to conclude on this issue, that we have observed that most of the time we have management problems. Our staff are often trained purely in technical issues of taxation, but we have seen that there are many other functions that are not of a pure technical nature, but are rather related to leadership issues. Therefore, in this respect, there are real opportunities to be seized to enable our staff to improve their performance all around.
In your view and experience, are tax administration officials working together as a community within their own agencies? Are they fostering collaboration? How can we minimize siloed approaches to service delivery? Renee?
I think the answer is clearly no. The administrations, the executives of tax administrations, the administration services, all work in silos. And the reasons are those already mentioned by the Deputy Secretary General earlier. First is the issue of initial training. People are not trained to manage, but rather to calculate taxes. And calculating taxes does not include teamwork. The second reason is that these jurisdictions where results-based management is still at a fairly embryonic stage. And then the third reason is the lack of computerization, which prevents the information from being available to everyone simultaneously, and which could lead to good management. So how do we fix this? Well, it's kind of the opposite of what I just said. In other words, we need to better computerize these agencies to make information readily available. We need to introduce results-based management, and we need to review initial training. I believe these are the pillars that would make it possible to change the silo-based management that we see in the tax administrations of Francophone countries.
Mr. Diallo?
Yes, I think that René touched on the essential aspects of the issue. The answer is no. Today, the tax administration officials are working in silos. So the best way to minimize these silos is to go towards training, capacity development, and automated interconnectivity between the different services.
Saidu?
I would like to emphasize the key role of regional organizations such as CREDAF, ATAF, etc. These are intended to bring administrations together to share experiences and to address the common challenges facing these administrations. I think that organization of training courses common to all these administrations and the sharing of experiences could make it possible to address the issue of minimizing silos in the provision of services.
What have you observed as good post-TEDAT assessment practices, and can you give some examples of impact? Have the administrations from which you have drawn these examples improved the bottom line, that is, tax revenue collections? Mr. Diop?
Yes, so indeed. It must be said that in Francophone countries, most TEDAT pilot missions started in 2015, some in 2016, and today we are in 2020. So this was about 5 years ago. What we have noted is that there is already an awareness on the part of these various tax administrations of the new management of tax administrations, which were previously focused on the pooling of revenues. But today, these administrations, thanks to TEDAT, have realized that their performance is not limited simply to questions of revenue levels, but that concepts such as taxpayer satisfaction, risk management, transparency, accountability are all criteria that must be integrated in order to better manage tax administrations. And at the end of these evaluations, with the support of partners in the various countries, action plans were drawn up to support these administrations, particularly in the area of improving their information systems. As I said earlier, the question of control over the taxpayer database and therefore the taxpayer registration is a major challenge. And this necessarily involves computerizing the systems. And so, now that the action plans have been drawn up, it is now a matter of supporting them through funding and projects in order to be able to effectively implement them. I would say that there are initiatives being taken by these countries to implement the recommendations related to the weaknesses that were identified in the TEDAT framework. I believe it's a little too early to measure the impact on revenue growth. I think that these evaluations imply a change in the strategic vision and in the management of tax administrations. It also implies the management of change internally, but also a change in behavior in the respect to the taxpayer. So I think perhaps the coming years will allow us to assess the impact on the increase in tax revenues. But for the time being, I think that these administrations are in a state of reform that is a long-term process.
Ismaila?
Yes, I must admit that I didn't have much to say because I only have one TEDAD assessment to my credit. But I agree with Saidu's position. Given that the first TEDAD assessments have only begun, it seems a little premature to assess the impact on revenue mobilization. But what I can say is that immediately after a TEDAD assessment, I noticed that the countries that benefited immediately tried to determine which measures were the easiest to take in order to implement them. I also learned just after Mali's TEDAD assessment, the DGI requested a TEDAD training for its officials. So these are measures and practices, in my opinion, that should be commended. It also shows that the administrations which follow a TEDAD assessment are moving towards improving the productivity of tax officials.
Renee?
I believe that, to add to what my colleagues have just said, for me, the greatest success of TEDAD today is to have brought the idea of self-evaluation to these administrations. In other words, being able to put oneself back into a situation of self-assessment to understand where one's weaknesses lie. This is why post-TEDAD good practices already start with the good practices of the TEDAD assessment. That is to say, the possibility today of first holding a training seminar so that the officials understand what the TEDAD tool is and make it their own. This gives them the opportunity to evaluate themselves, to give themselves ratings before the independent TEDAD assessment team itself can take a position. It is also important to establish a committee after the TEDAD assessment to follow up, as Saidu said earlier, on an action to implement, I would not say TEDAD's recommendations, but maybe a plan to address how these countries can be moved from one evaluation point to another. For example, the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank are organizing post-TEDAD missions, which are also missions to come and explain their ratings and produce a sort of roadmap. Another point that seems interesting to me is that there are two elements that bring something new to tax administration. First, what I call the evidence factor in the TEDAD assessment. It's something that has changed the way administrations look at things. How do you prove that you're changing? How do you prove that you're doing things? Because these are countries where the concept of reporting is still unknown. TEDAD, therefore, brings this capacity to improve reporting, to define what we do. Because we often find that in a particular country, things are done, but nothing is written down or documented. And in the end, we don't get the right rating. And the last thing, which today seems interesting to me, is the very coherence between the areas assessed. In other words, for an administration to understand the importance of registration, for example, in risk management, or later in monitoring taxpayer obligations. To summarize these elements, the pre-TEDAD training seminar, the self-assessment, the setting up of a committee to monitor TEDAD and its performance, the organization of a post-TEDAD mission, the definition of evidence according to TEDAD, the coherence between the assessment areas, all of these things are good practice elements that allow a country that has been assessed to be able to start off on a good footing and set objectives for future improvement.
So taking into account these good practices, what would you do to encourage French-speaking countries, or any country for that matter, to use the TEDAD framework? Renee?
I believe that nowadays, TEDAD is perfectly integrated in the visions and missions of Francophone country tax administrations. Firstly, I don't know of any country that I've been to recently where the concept of TEDAD is not known. Donors and tax administrations have taken ownership of the tool. In my opinion, what we need to discuss today with the Francophone countries is the idea that the first TEDAD evaluation is not the end of anything. It is not there to give a good or bad rating. It gives you a foundation from which you can improve. I think that's the narrative we need to develop. But I have no doubt that everybody will get to that point. All we have to do is look at the fact that 2019 has been a prolific year in terms of TEDAD assessments in Francophone countries, and I believe that will continue. We must be very well aware that it is a tool available for administrations to self-assess and build an action plan for a better improvement.
Ismaila?
Indeed, I think that TEDAD is a very well-known tool in our countries, even if many have not yet experimented with it. So today, the need is there. However, there's fear that once the assessment is done, and the results are not satisfactory, it can be perceived like a sort of sanction. So it is at the level of top management that we really need to remove this fear and declare that, in reality, a bad result should not be perceived negatively, but rather as an opportunity for improvement. So I think the need is there. It is expressed more and more by countries, and they do not have to be persuaded about TEDAD. In any case, as far as CREDAF is concerned, as we have said earlier, we are part of a dynamic to promote this tool among our members.
Saidu?
Yes, I think that in this regard, we must indeed commend the TEDAT Secretariat, the Fund, and the various partners who have really worked to better explain what TEDAT is all about. Because at the outset, there was a certain reticence on the part of the Francophone tax authorities, because we did not know what it was all about. The perception was that TEDAT was a diagnosis, a sort of audit, or like an investigation at the administrative level. So there was this blockage that had to be removed through awareness and training. That is why in most of the countries where we did the TEDAT, we started with perhaps a week's training on the objectives and content of the TEDAT tool before moving on to the actual assessment. This allowed these jurisdictions to be assessed and to contribute to it effectively. And for us, as technical and financial partners, it is a matter of accompanying them in the development of strategies and implementation action plans, and also providing the necessary funding and capacity development assistance. I think that with a view to addressing revenue mobilization issues more broadly within the various Francophone countries, it should be seen to what extent there can be channels of collaboration between tax and customs administrations in order to have an overall view.
Thank you. Thank you to all three of you for participating in our podcast. This episode is coming to its conclusion. Any other parting observations, Saidu?
Well, maybe a word in conclusion. So first of all, I would like to thank you for this podcast initiative because you also help promote TEDAT and make it known to the tax authorities. So thank you to the TEDAT Secretariat. The World Bank, as a technical and financial partner in these various countries, is ready to support these tax administrations in their revenue mobilization policies and to work closely with the fund, as is already being done, to help these countries in this process.
Thank you, Saidu. Thank you also to you, Mr. Osa and Mr. Diallo. Rene?
If you don't mind, one last word very quickly. First of all, I want to thank the TEDAT Secretariat for involving us in this wonderful adventure. I would like to thank the TEDAT Secretariat for all that it does and say that TEDAT is a really important tool for French-speaking countries. The second thing I wanted to say is that TEDAT is also a very important framework for collaboration between various institutions, and in particular between the IMF's Fiscal Affairs Department and the World Bank. And this is great because all these TEDAT initiatives very often involve working in harmony and collaboration with our colleagues at the World Bank. I think this is good for us as an institution, for the TEDAT Secretariat, and especially for the countries that can see how the technical assistance providers work together to avoid any form of duplication. Thank you very much.
Thank you for participating in this podcast and see you soon. The TEDAT podcast team would like to thank Mr. Philippe Lacoste, Director of Sustainable Development at the Ministry of Europe and Foreign Affairs, and Ms. Rachel Riomps from the French Ministry of Europe and Foreign Affairs for the contribution to this episode.
We would also like to thank Matt Longobaugh for helping us with this recording.
The TEDAT podcast is available free of charge. The views expressed in the TEDAT podcast are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent those of the International Monetary Fund or the IMF policy. Materials from the podcast may be reproduced with proper attribution. Comments and correspondence may be addressed to the producers, TEDAT Podcast, IMF, Room HQ206-362, Washington, D.C., 20431, USA, or email to podcast@tedat.org. TEDAT is a collaborative effort of the following partners: the European Union, France, Germany, the International Monetary Fund, Japan, the Netherlands, Norway, Switzerland, the United Kingdom, and the World Bank.